for the StormLakeRadio.com Coach's Corner, Ryan Thompson getting together with OABCIG Boys Basketball Coach Steve Brown. Steve, you've long been associated with OABCIG, BCIG Girls Basketball, and now the head man for the boys program. What do you look to bring to the team first of all?
One of the things that we've really been working on is just making the transition from maybe last year's style to something that's going to be maybe a little bit slower, a little more patterned, and trying to take care of the ball with less turnovers, I guess. Kind of an old style, probably.
All right. So with that in mind, who are the guys that you're going to try and execute that with? I know you lost some talent from last year. If you can start with the returners and maybe some newcomers to the varsity team.
Yeah, we graduated 8 seniors last year. And so that leaves us in a spot, obviously, where a lot of the kids that are going to play just haven't had enough game experience yet. Dominic and Devin Fritz both got quite a bit of time last year, and they're primarily going to be our leaders at the guards. Ben Doetzler got hurt last year towards the end of the season and didn't get to play much, and obviously he's got to be tough for us down below. Cody Durbin's probably a new one they're going to see. You know, obviously he's excelled in the high jump for us, and he can knock down the three. You know, so it's just a matter time of him getting some experience there. Austin Schreiber got quite a bit of time last year, you know, so he should be okay. And then Trey Reeson is our other senior who is kind of new to the varsity level and getting some time, and he's going to be fine also. Then it's just a case to see how fast our freshmen and sophomores develop where we can use them in ball games. You know, right now we're looking at all sophomores, and Parker Clawson, Brandon Schwade, Ty Warnke, you know, those are, and Cole Veltri, you know, those four are probably the ones that we're going to lean on pretty hard, that we hope by Christmas that they're ready to step in.
Well, you got a taste of game-like action here just recently as we're visiting after your Jamboree game came up short to Alt-Aurelia, 24-18, struggled at first offensively, but picked things up. What do you take away from that?
Yeah, that's what we talked about with the kids afterwards, you know, and there wasn't a lot of surprises. You know, some of the things that we were maybe not as good at as we wanted to be were things that I knew was going to be a problem tonight, just because it's so early. You know, we've only had about 6 practices, and trying to get all the offensive sets in and get moving on things has made a difference. You know, we've just got to become more efficient. We had some good looks. We just defensively, I didn't think we did a very good job of stepping into gaps, and we didn't block out maybe as hard as we need to, but I thought our second quarter went pretty well tonight, really. You know, we were kind of in control of the ball offensively. We looked at some zone things, which we may have to do down the stretch. But for tonight, we just wanted to experiment with some man and let the kids know, you know, those things that we're talking about in practice, we've got to get better at. And we've just got to step up the intensity and just be more responsible with the ball.
So following up what you said before, transitioning into maybe more of a half-court style this year, what do you think you're going to have to hang your hat on as the year goes along?
I think, you know, we should be pretty good inside, and I think it's got to go inside, outside. You know, I think that Devin Fritz and Cody Durbin both have the capabilities to knock down to three for us, but we've got to look inside with, you know, Ben is very strong down in the block. Austin Schreiber's a big kid, and he needs to be able to finish there. Cody Durbin obviously can get up by the rim, and, you know, that's kind of where we've got to look at. So we're going to look to try and get it inside as much as we can, draw fouls, get to the line, and then go from there.
Finally, your thoughts on the Western Valley Conference, and where do you see yourselves fitting into the race?
You know, I think Lawton Bronson's probably the team to look at. They went the deepest last year in the tournament, and they've got the most kids back. So obviously, they're the ones you're probably pointing at. You know, Brian down at Maple Valley is always going to be fundamentally pretty sound. I would like to think that, you know, if things go right, that we're going to be, you know, tying or working hard for one of those top three spots anyway, and we'll be disappointed if we're not, to be honest with you.
OABCIG boys basketball team. They'll open up the season this coming Thursday, December 3rd, when they take on River Valley on the road. Steve Brown, thank you, and we'll be seeing you.
Thank you very much.